This is Fresh Air. The new film Joyride is an R-rated road trip comedy about four Asian Americans traveling together in China. It's the first movie directed by Adele Lim, a co-writer on Crazy Rich Asians, and the ensemble cast includes Stephanie Hsu, a recent Supporting Actress Oscar nominee for Everything Everywhere All at Once. It opens in theaters this week. Our film critic, Justin Chang, has this review.
There's an early moment in Joyride when you'll know if you're on board with this exuberantly raunchy comedy or not. On a neighborhood playground, a white kid tells a young Chinese-American girl named Lolo that the place is off-limits to ching-chongs. Lolo then does something that maybe a lot of us who've been on the receiving end of racist bullying have fantasized about doing. She drops an F-bomb and punches him in the face. It's an extreme response, but also a hilarious and frankly cathartic one. A blissfully efficient counter to every stereotype of the shy, docile Asian kid. Lolo soon becomes best friends with Audrey, one of the only other Asian American girls in their Washington State suburb. That aside, the two could hardly be more different. Where Lolo is unapologetically crude and outspoken, Audrey is quiet and eager to please. And while Lolo speaks Mandarin fluently and grew up steeped in Chinese culture, Audrey is more westernized, having been adopted as a baby in China and raised by white parents. Years later, they're still best friends and total opposites. Audrey, played by Ashley Park, is a lawyer on the fast track to making partner at her firm, while Lolo, played by Sherry Cola, is a broke artist who makes sexually explicit sculptures. The story gets going when Audrey is sent on a business trip to Beijing to woo a potential client. Lolo comes along for fun and to serve as Audrey's translator. Lolo also brings along her K-pop-obsessed cousin, nicknamed Deadeye, who's played by the non-binary actor Sabrina Wu. As they get off the plane, Audrey marvels at what it's like to be surrounded by Asians for a change.
I don't think I've ever been around only Asian people. I mean, we look like everyone else for once. I think we blend right in.
Yeah, but people here can tell Chinese from American Chinese.
What do you mean?
See?
Okay.
Hong Kong Chinese, Bluetooth. Shanghai Chinese, bougie. Ooh, Taiwanese. Weird but cute.
Aww. What kind of Chinese are they?
What the f*** is wrong with you? Are you trying to get canceled? Those are Koreans.
Oh.
That's Howdy Fun. It's a K-pop group.
Yeah, they all have the same face. That's how you can tell.
The script, written by Cherry Chiva Pravat Dumrong and Teresa Hsiao, is heavy on contrivance. Thanks to Lolo's meddling, Audrey winds up putting her work on hold and trying to track down her birth mother. But the director Adele Lim keeps the twists and the laughs coming so swiftly that it's hard not to get swept up in the adventure. The comedy kicks up a notch once Audrey looks up her old college pal, Kat, who's now a successful actor on a Chinese soap opera. Kat is played by Stephanie Hsu, who, after her melancholy breakout performance in Everything Everywhere All at Once, gets to show off some dazzling comedic chops here. Like Lolo, with whom she initially butts heads, Kat has had a lot of sex, something she's trying to hide from her strictly Christian fiancé. But no one in Joyride holds onto their secrets or their inhibitions for very long. As they make their way through the scenic countryside, Audrey, Lolo, Kat, and Deadeye run afoul of a drug dealer, hook up with some hunky Chinese basketball players, and disguise themselves as a fledgling K-pop group for reasons too outlandish to get into here. In a way, Joyride, which counts Seth Rogen as one of its producers, marks the latest step in a logical progression for the mainstream Hollywood comedy. If Bridesmaids and Girls Trip set out to prove that women could be as gleefully gross as, say, the men in the Hangover movies, this one is clearly bent on doing the same for Asian American women and non-binary characters. Like many of those earlier models, Joyride boasts mile-a-minute pop culture references, filthy one-liners, and a few priceless sight gags, including some strategic full-frontal nudity. Naturally, it also forces Audrey and Lolo to confront their differences in ways that put their friendship to the test. If it doesn't all work, the hit-to-miss ratio is still impressively high. Joyride may be reworking a formula, but it does so with disarming energy and verve, plus a level of savvy about Asian culture that we still rarely see in Hollywood movies. Director Lim can stage a gross-out moment or a frisky montage as well as anyone. But she also gives the comedy a subversive edge, whether she's pushing back on lazy assumptions about Asian masculinity, or, in one queasily funny scene, making clear just how racist Asians can be toward other Asians. The actors are terrific. Deadeye is named Deadeye for their seeming lack of expression, but Sabrina Wu makes this character, in some ways, the emotional glue that holds the group together. You can hear Sherry Cola's past stand-up experience in just about every one of Lolo's foul-mouthed zingers. And Ashley Park gives the movie's trickiest performance as Audrey, an insecure overachiever who, as the movie progresses, learns a lot about herself. Maybe that's a cliche too, but Joyride gives it just the punch it needs.
Justin Chang is the film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the new film, Joyride. On Monday's show, the glory days of the Negro Leagues. We talk with Sam Pollard, director of the new documentary, The League, about the dozens of teams with black owners and players who played a style of baseball that was fast, aggressive, and entertaining long before Jackie Robinson integrated Major League Baseball. I hope you can join us. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Bianculli.